The waiting is the hardest part. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. Luke 23:54-56. Saturday was a day of waiting. From our vantage point, we tend to think Jesus' followers were waiting for something grand to happen. Maybe a few had put some of the cryptic puzzle pieces together and had enough faith to think that something might happen. Maybe. Sometime before the sun went down Friday, Nicodemus and Joseph took Jesus' body down from the cross, bound it in linen cloths and spices, and laid it in the tomb. The work would have to be done quickly before the Sabbath. Why would they do what they did? Why didn't they just go back to their places of privilege? What did they have to gain from taking care of the disfigured and bloody body of an executed man? Meanwhile, the Jewish leaders weren't ready to move on from Jesus. They had seen and heard enough on Friday to at least take some precautions. The darkness, the earthquakes, the reports of people coming out of the graves. So they did what they could. They went to Pilate and said, "This impostor taught his disciples that after 3 days he would rise. We don't need his disciples making up more stories. Let's shut this thing down now. Could you guard the tomb?" Pilate, maybe a little nervous himself after seeing all the strange things occur, granted their strange request and made the order to guard the tomb. Why can't this Jewish drama just go away, he must have wondered. All this took place in a rush. The Sabbath would start with the setting of the sun, and they all had to rest on the Sabbath. No work and definitely no handling dead bodies. This was a day to rest, the day to put all of your attention on God. Sunday would be just the start of another week. Back to work. What now? The disciples had to be asking themselves. Jesus was dead, along with all of their hopes and dreams. Maybe we're next. Why did we waste all that time with him anyway? Time to get back to work. Where are my fishing nets? There's no sense waiting around forever. Tomorrow we'll have to try to pick up the pieces of our lives and move on. Sunday would soon come. The world would never be the same. The calendar would change. The rhythm of the week would change. But they didn't know that yet. They didn't really believe it yet. Afraid, disappointed, confused. "Jesus, why did you have to take it so far? Why did you have to go to Jerusalem? You knew this was going to happen." Yes, Jesus knew. They didn't. Trust Jesus. Maybe that's the whole point of waiting. Waiting wouldn't be so hard if you knew what you were waiting for. Waiting in line for a roller coaster at Kings Island and waiting for the doctor to call you with your test results are two different things. We know now what the disciples didn't know on that Saturday while they waited. All the scheming of the Jewish leaders and all the might of the Roman army couldn't keep Jesus in the grave. What seems like the end today is only the beginning. Just wait. Where do you find yourself waiting today? Are you afraid, disappointed, confused, alone? The disciples would soon learn that Jesus had not left them alone in their waiting. He had promised that he wouldn't leave them as orphans. He had promised that he would take care of them. Jesus is with you today in your waiting, even when you don't feel like it. Wait. Father, help me to wait. When it's the hardest, help me to see that you're the closest.